This is Dick's Sporting Goods Week on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Did you watch that 30 for 30 on Five Slam Pajama?
No.
The reason I'm not going to watch that thing, I was a senior in high school. I was planning to go to UH. I knew all those guys. And that was the last time I was really an invested fan in something. When I write about something from a perspective of a fan who has a devastating loss, that's kind of the memory I conjure up. And I really don't want to see somebody else's take on it. For people who didn't live through it, I'm sure it was great. But for me, got no interest.
I'm concerned about implementing our game plan. I don't know anything about that.
God, he's so boring. He is so boring. Come on, Bill.
He's not going to do anything better than that.
No. He just sounds like such a jerk when he answers every question.
Well, he kind of is.
That's an organization-wide thing.
Feels like they're always talking down to you.
And I think it starts with him.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Soccer Bilal said, I hope that game plan doesn't involve more interceptions. If you want to get in, hour number 3, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first 2 hours, all available on podcastarena.com, including questions that we've answered all week. So you think these are Charlie listeners that want to be coddled? Is that what it is?
Could be. That's a possibility.
I got to tell you, we're probably not for you. We're not giving out trophies to everybody who participates, so... thanks for trying. Let's, a couple things. Haitian Diva asked, what's your take on the whole Derrick Rose verdict? Those cases are always so difficult because it really comes down to, in this case, from everything I read, it really came down to, were they going to believe her or him?
Yeah.
And it was that simple.
Now, I don't want to say she was lying, but no, I also don't want to go willy-nilly accusing a guy of rape. I don't know what happened in that room. I didn't hear all the evidence, so it's not my job to figure it out. I don't know.
And a lot of times, especially in these cases, there's a lot of gray area, and the laws are different in each state. In this case, I wouldn't have been surprised by either verdict, but it just came down to I think they believed him and the guys, and not her. So it's hard enough to get one of these things to trial. And that, I think they at least did that. But, yeah, I just think they came down to they believed him over her. 713-780-ESPN. If Bill O'Brien won rings, will he still be a jerk like Belichick or Pop? Pop's not really – I don't think Pop's a jerk. Pop actually is a very – I think that's he likes to play the curmudgeon, especially with halftime interview. You know, cause he doesn't have time for that. He's just kind of a no-nonsense guy. But if you actually – look into this dude. He's a good dude. He really is. He's not. Nobody ever talks about it. But like, who's the player that wound up signing with Detroit? That he basically told, "Listen, we can pay you $3 million. Go take the $21 million."
Yeah.
And had to explain to him that, "Hey, this is the best thing for you." And he comes off as a curmudgeon, but I think that's more of an act than anything.
It was I'm gonna butcher this, Boban Marjanovic.
Yeah, Marjanovic.
Yeah, the 7'3" guy, the Serbian center.
Yeah. Somebody says you guys should really watch 13th on Netflix from G. Actually, Lamont has a little write-up on that I will post on the website tonight or tomorrow. It makes me want to watch it. It looks very interesting. Can I do... Somebody says I met Pop a couple years ago and I couldn't have been nicer. He's almost the exact opposite off camera as he is on or in a press conference.
Popovich?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're around him in other situations, I'm told Belichick's the same way. I've never been around Bill Belichick. I'm told he's the same way. And maybe those two guys are just trolling everybody. Should I start Westworld? You're finally caught up. So
it's solid to me. I still feel like I should be more interested in it than I am. Like, I find myself, you know, I'll be watching the show, and like maybe I'll pick up my phone and check Twitter or something. And when I really love a show, I don't do that. So I don't know if I love it, but I like it enough to keep watching it and figure out what's going to happen.
I thought the first one was really cool for the action. The second one really moved the story forward. The third one I thought was just too much about character development and developed too slow.
Yeah.
And my concern with the show is there enough actual storyline to carry this out? Because you're talking about something you're building off an hour and 20-minute movie. So if it's going to be this much character development, I'm going to be disappointed. But I need to see it move a little faster than it is. I think they did a good job the first two of kind of explaining everything that's going on. So we know they're glitching. We know how the guests get there. And we know that for some reason, Ed Harris's character can do whatever the hell he wants. So now it needs to move forward.
Yeah.
Because I don't feel like I needed to know much about Bernard and his kid, his dead son. I didn't really need to see. I don't know what that sets up other than maybe he's the guy sabotaging it. But we'll see. Can I do what I had as gym of the day and then I like Jong's better? Florida, of course. You don't have a daughter, but if you did, and she said, "Hey, Dad, can you give me a ride downtown? I have a job interview."
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, I'll take you.
I would also say, we live a long way from downtown. I think maybe you should get a job closer to our house because I'm not going to drive you every day. I don't have time for that.
I got to go on this job interview, Dad. 24 years old.
24?
Yeah.
And she lives with you and doesn't have a car?
Yeah, yeah.
No, that's not. We're having a totally different conversation, honey.
Well, I'm sure by then you've kicked her out, but
exactly.
So, basically, if you're going to the job interview and you drop her off, well, sometime in between dropping her off and the quote job interview, she covered her blonde locks with a red wig, put a hat and sunglasses on, and robbed a bank. She entered the bank.
I mean, I guess that's a well-paying, it's a good-paying job.
It is. If you want to be a bank robber.
Yeah.
Allegedly entered the bank shortly before 4 p.m. and handed the teller a handwritten note demanding money. You have exactly 1 minute to give me all your $50 and $100 bills from both your drawers or I will shoot you. No die packs, no alarms, follow these instructions and no one will get hurt. Act normal. Okay.
How'd that go over?
Well, she got out with $300.
Okay. I mean, that's not bad. Did she go to jail? I mean, I'm guessing she had to have.
Yeah. But if you're going to rob a bank, don't you want to get out of there with more than $300? That's a pretty low amount for a bank robbery. She exited the bank parking lot in an SUV that FBI agents later would determine was registered to her father. He said he thought the cash his daughter had was in advance. A witness reported her after recognizing her as someone wanted in connection with four other recent robberies. I give her credit. She got away with five before she got caught. She admitted to committing all five robberies and said she spent the money collected from the most recent heist on groceries. She is behind bars in the Broward County Jail. So.
Hard times.
Yeah.
Did she get the job?
That's what I want to know. It doesn't say. I'm guessing she was lying.
The world will never know.
Yeah, well, it's one of these things. What are you going to do?
All right, guys. Going to tell you one more time about Allied Outdoor Solutions. And as the seasons change, you want to revitalize your outdoor living area. And you want to do it with the custom style and quality you've come to expect from Allied Outdoor Solutions. Call the pros at Allied Outdoor Solutions to get you ready. 713-465-0400. The weather's getting better. You want to spend more time outside on the back deck. Well, if you've got an ugly old patio or a grayed out pool deck, it's not that fun to spend time out there. That's where Carvestone comes in. Gives you a superior look of real stone, and it goes down over your existing surface, except it costs way less money than putting down actual stone. Allied stands behind Carvestone with a 7-year warranty. It looks great. It's trowel hand-carved, custom-colored for your home. It looks amazing. And it gives you a superior look of that real stone on your existing surface for way less than it would cost to tear everything out and start over. They can help you on residential and commercial projects, and they can help you save money as well. They offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. Stop by their showroom, I-10 in the Beltway, to check out what they can do for your backyard, or check out the Carved Stone Projects photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, or call for a risk-free estimate. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
One, two, three, they're going to run back to me, because I'm the best baby that they never got to keep. One, two, three, they're going to run back to me. They always want to come, but they never want to leave.
ESPN 97.5. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we're back on the Blitz. Matt says, thanks for the backhanded shout-out. You got me for the drive home anyway. I guess I missed his first tweet, which was, have you talked about the Aggie Bamba line yet? Former Charlie listener looking for a new show. Thanks. Oh, sorry I missed that. I would have just read that rather than do it myself. I have, Fox put together some of the better NFL fan shirts, basically honest fan shirts. And it got me thinking about maybe what the Texans ones would be. So I'm going to share a few with you and see if you have some ideas for your Texans. Here's a Cleveland Brown one. Cleveland football rebuilding since 1964. Here's a Chicago Bears. I hated Cutler before it was cool.
Okay.
Browns gonna Browns. One of my favorites, the perfect season, 0-16 for the Lions, and it has a little kitty cat, and it's got purr. Your Buffalo Bills. I'd rather be 0-4 than 4-2. That's their shirt.
No.
Yeah, I don't quite get that one. Romo makes me drink is a Cowboy shirt. Actually, kind of a cool-looking shirt. Plus, it's on a hot chick. Let's see. I'm trying to find another good one. Cleveland, we're not Detroit.
It's true.
That's so you got that one. Here's another Bills one for you. Born to lose, built to win. There's those are pretty much the Browns rebuilding one we've already done. But there's a coffee cup. Probably my favorite coffee cup. There's a chance this is whiskey. Hashtag because Jaguars.
It's a good one.
Yeah. So, and there's a Browns one. I survived Red Ride 88, the drive, the fumble, the move, and I still bleed orange and brown. That's pretty good. A couple more. This team makes me drink, Redskins. So, there's a Bears one that has a picture of Cutler and just says, don't care. And then my favorite Minnesota one. Just one before I die. Minnesota waiting since 1967. So what would your Texans ones be? Texan shirt idea. We're number 16.
I was gonna say that's a good one. I was trying to think of something that has that, like, to do with just being mediocre. How about Houston Texans exactly average since 2002?
Houston Texans, bad quarterback play since 2002.
That's a good one. Yeah.
John, feel free to jump in here. This is right up your alley. Yeah, the Bills shirt is the 0-4 because they lost four Super Bowls.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I wouldn't rather be 0-4 than 4-2.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, at this stage, the 0-4 is already there.
Right.
You can't change that one. I would take 4-2.
How about Houston Texans, a quarterback away since 2002?
That works.
That's a good one, I think.
How about this one? Houston Texans, 2-14 or 9-7? You make the call.
Yeah.
Pretty much where they are every year. Houston Texans. You know what? I'm sure the listeners.
Houston Texans, our GM will outlast your GM.
There's that. Houston Texans, I think they're doing fine.
That's a good one, too. Yeah.
Chase?
Houston Texans, it's on our head coach.
Houston Texans, we have to coach better. We have to play better since 2002. We love our Texans. Please don't leave us. From Chase. It's not a bad one. Double down. At least we're in the AFC South.
It's true.
If 8-8 is cool, call me Miles Davis. Yeah, this is Houston Texans. Interceptions are inevitable. Not raising the bar since 2002. The NFL's middle child.
Yeah. That sounds about right.
You're 15 years old, Texans. It's not cute to be a loser anymore, from Corbin. Oh, man.
Making waves on a national... No.
No. No.
No.
Houston Texans, primetime legends?
Houston Texans, it matters to me, damn it.
Houston Texans, New England's bitch.
Well, that's a good
one. Oh, yeah. Houston Texans, at least we have JJ... Oh, never mind.
Houston Texans, at least Peyton retired.
Houston Texans should be number two.
They should be.
Yeah. Houston Texans, longest expansion year ever.
Oh, that's a good one.
That is a good one. Somebody wants a shirt with all the Texans quarterbacks, so that's a lot like that Brown shirt. So, Texans, first team with a home Super Bowl, hashtag Stone since 03. I like that.
We got a couple from Twitter. Diego says, Houston Texans, we blame everyone but Rick Smith. And from Kevin, Houston Texans, our division puts us in the playoffs.
That's true.
Yeah. Houston Texans, the largest high school homecoming game since 2002.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. I knew the listeners would have some fun with that. So, double down. My other shirt is a Letterman jacket.
That's a good one.
Yep. That's a winner. God, I wish we had a gift. I wish we had a giveaway today. Texans 8-8, turn the page. Houston Texans, our Mount Rushmore is worse than yours. I think there's a couple of franchises that maybe not coaching worse and playing worse since 2002. Houston Texans, we're so rich we throw away $72 million. That's on me. Oh, that's a real team. Yeah. Good stuff. All right. 713-780-ESPN. It is a What Are the Odds Wednesday. Appreciate everybody having some fun with that.
God, I think that the shirts would be better if Kubiak and Wade Phillips were still here.
Yeah.
Houston, Texas.
Trying to get a feel for booty. Yep. It looks like they're pushing through this Raiders to Vegas thing, but it looks like it's probably going to be 2020 before they actually move. Which kind of makes sense because you've got to build
the stadium, which I guess they've apparently funded.
They've got financing for it. The state has backed it. And now it's just a matter of the NFL saying, yeah, we're cool with it. But, you know, they're going to have to get it approved, but it doesn't matter. Houston, no. Brock threw this shirt to someone behind me, but I picked it off. We got 72 million problems, and Brock is the one. Yeah, see, this is. I think somebody should be making these shirts because I think they'd sell really well. I don't know if you saw this, but and probably not because you probably saw James Harden in the headline and didn't want
to. Didn't feel like doing it.
Well, USA Today has their. Oh, I can't get the damn thing to open now. I think I have too many things actually open on my screen here.
You break into the computer?
No, but
it's possible.
I can't get this link to work now. This is very strange. Maybe I need a new career. Maybe I need to learn how to do this.
That's probable. I didn't want to go there, but it's a good possibility. And my computer career would be the place for you to go. If you're looking for a career with great income potential and job security, you need to listen up. IT is a constant high-growth sector. And if you like working or playing with computers, well, maybe not you, Fred. A career in IT could be for you. For career changers, there's only one place to check out. It's mycomputercareer.edu. Houston is one of the hottest computer job markets in the country. There's companies hiring IT guys all over the city, but to get these jobs, you've got to have the skills and certification. And that's where My Computer Career comes in. It's more than just a school. They've got a complete career change program that helps you get into the industry by partnering with hundreds of employers that hire their students. Most students will start their first job in just a few months. You're attending class only twice a week on campus or live online, so learning fits into your life. And at My Computer Career, you're in and out of school in less than a year. Financial aid's available, including the GI Bill. What are you waiting for? Go to mycomputercareer.edu now. Take the free career evaluation today. Find out if an IT career is right for you. Mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation. Tell them AJ with ESPN 97.5 sent you.
Is Dick's Sporting Goods Week on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, guys, Dick's Sporting Goods coming to Houston. We're excited about the new grand opening of Dick's this weekend. I'll be hanging out at the new Dick's Sporting Goods located at Willowbrook Mall Saturday from 1 until 3 with Mario Ellie. We're going to give away a ton of stuff. Come check it out. 1 to 3, Willowbrook Mall, the new Dick's.
It's Dick's week here. Very excited. We're getting a bunch of really, really good ones. I'm just going to pick out a couple here. Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life. That kind of works. I think this might be my favorite. This might be the best description of this team I've ever seen. Houston Texans, the Toyota Corolla of the NFL.
That's pretty good.
That is damn good, right? How about this one? Brock Osweiler, come and take him. Like that one?
Please.
Yeah.
It'd be better if it said please.
Please,
at the end.
Yeah. Yeah, or please on the back. Put that on the front and then please with a question mark on the back. Looking for work, resume, Houston Texans third-round draft pick. Yep. Oh, man. Okay, so let's... I can't keep up with these. There's too many. But everybody's having fun with it. I did get this story up finally. But USA Today's outside threats... for the NBA MVP race. Obviously, you have your clear favorites, Steph Curry, LeBron James, hell, maybe Kevin Durant. Maybe Kevin Durant is the guy who has the big gear there.
I don't think so.
I don't know, man.
I mean, you're not going to change it up that much where Steph's not the guy.
You wouldn't think, but hey, if Steph gets hurt, Durant's the guy.
Well, maybe.
Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe Klay Thompson's still the guy.
I don't know how that works.
It's going to be interesting to see for sure.
Well, here are guys that they say are outside shots in case those two guys snap their knees. It's always possible. See what, whether or not you think these guys are realistic. Chris Paul, LA Clippers.
No, he won't stay healthy.
Yeah, he won't. 31 years old. He had a good regular season, but not MVP type stuff. Paul George, Indiana Pacers.
He's a possibility. He played really well last year.
23.1 points, 7 rebounds, 4.1 assists.
He's so good. And I never would have thought he'd come back from that injury as strong as he did. So he's a guy I wouldn't count out. I think when he's fully healthy, he's one of the 5 or 6 best players in the league.
Klay Thompson, I'm sure you're down with that.
Yeah, but same as Kevin Durant, it just seems borderline impossible unless Steph Curry gets injured.
Kyrie Irving.
No. LeBron would have to get hurt, and if he did, the Cavs aren't good enough to warrant Kyrie Irving being an MVP.
Yeah. James Harden, Houston Rockets.
No. Won't be good enough.
Let me tell you what USA Today says, not A.J. Hoffman.
Okay.
How soon some forget, including you, that he was in a head-to-head race with Curry for the MVP award just 2 seasons ago.
I remember.
Or that he actually won the vote for the 24-15 campaign from his peers in the National Basketball Players Association Awards. He took a step backward last season when his defense was roundly ridiculed by A.J. Hoffman yet again, and the Rockets could never stop their free fall. But with offensive mastermind, new Rockets coach Mike D'Antoni using Harden as a point mastermind.
Yeah, I'm sure his defense will greatly improve under Mike D'Antoni. That's probably the answer.
And complimentary pieces like Ryan Anderson and Eric Gordon having been added, he may be primed for another elite year. So far, so good.
They added bench depth, so now James Harden is going to be an MVP.
He's second overall in preseason scoring. That's a big thing. You know, preseason scoring's huge. He's tied with Thompson and behind the Phoenix Suns' Devin Booker at 21.5. Yeah, so Devin Booker is going to be an MVP candidate.
He should be considered, I believe.
James Harden should be number two. The Rockets will need to be in contention for a top four spot in the West for Harden to have a real chance. So that is true.
And that is also unrealistic.
I don't know what this team's going to be, and I don't know what the rest of the West is going to look like. I don't know what Sam... You see, they're talking about trading LaMarcus Aldridge?
I don't know if I believe that.
It's very strange. But
does it mention Kawhi Leonard as an MVP candidate?
It doesn't. I think he should be on that list.
I don't see how he's not. He's arguably the best two-way player.
I think it's fair to put Harden on there, but I would put Leonard over Irving. I'd put him over Chris Paul for sure.
Because you know his team is going to be in contention.
Yeah.
And he's the best player on that team. It seems odd to just leave him out. For some reason, he just doesn't get the national attention that I feel like he should.
No Spur ever really did. Even Tim Duncan. It took forever for people to realize that this guy's an all-time great. It's just the market. I think that's part of it. Plus, he wasn't flashy. Leonard's not flashy either.
No, he's not.
And, I mean, these guys just go out and win, which I like, but... Yeah, you know, mastermind. That's a word that's thrown out too much. We had something on earlier, one of the political ads, where they said the people will work tirelessly. That's another phrase that I just cannot stand. I get that on resumes all the time. I will work tirelessly to do this. Okay, so if I work you for 75 straight hours, you're not going to fall asleep?
You'll get tired.
Yeah.
Everybody gets tired.
Yeah, that's one of those buzzword things that... It just drives me nuts when people send you stuff like that.
Hey, I wanted to play a game with you. I know you're a music guy like me.
Sure.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominees are out.
Okay.
Now, I want you to remember, there are only five that will make it.
Right.
So, there are 19 nominees.
Okay, let's do it.
So, I want you to keep a running list of your five.
All right.
Bad Brains, I think, has zero chance.
Yeah.
No. They're a punk rock group.
No, there's a lot better punk rock groups out there, that more deserving.
Chaka Khan?
Not for me.
Chic?
No.
Depeche Mode?
No, but I'm not going to be shocked if that's one of the ones that get in, because they always like to throw one of these pop bands in there, and they were really big in the gay community.
ELO?
No. Not for me, but again, that's another one that wouldn't shock me if it got in.
The Jay Giles Band.
See?
I like them, but I don't think there's big hits.
They're not. I don't see them as Hall of Fame material. But again, there's a lot of bands in there that I don't see as Hall of Fame material.
How about this one? First-year nominee, Jane's Addiction.
Yes, Jane's Addiction is a...
Okay, so that's one for you so
far? That's one so far.
Janet Jackson.
Well, we've all seen her nipple.
We have.
But no.
It was on accident.
No.
Joan Baez?
No.
Joe Tex?
No.
I think Joe Tex is like the guy who he sounds like James Brown, but he came out after James Brown, not as good.
That's not going to happen.
Journey?
Yeah, I think Journey makes it.
Steve Perry is like, he's all broke up from that band, and they've got some other guy now.
It sounds just like him.
Yeah, but I think, I mean, if Journey got inducted, he would have to show up, right?
Probably.
I think there's a bunch of bad blood.
Yeah, well, they had a ton of hits, too. I think they're in, yes.
Kraftwerk. I'm not familiar with.
No, they're, if I remember correct, I think I know who they are, no.
MC5?
No.
This is a first-year nominee that I think is a lock. Pearl Jam.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, I've got three now.
Steppenwolf.
They had two songs. No.
The Cars.
Yes.
So that's four.
I've got four.
The Zombies.
No.
Tupac Shakur.
I'll put him on my maybe list, depending on who else.
There's only one left.
Okay.
Yes.
I'll take Tupac over Yes.
Okay. So your Hall of Famers, Tupac.
Yes.
Pearl Jam. Journey. Jane's Addiction, and the Cars. The Cars, okay.
I feel pretty good about that list.
That's a pretty good list.
Now, here's what's going to happen. one of these, maybe Jane's Addiction's not going to make it, and it's going to be ELO or Depeche Mode instead.
Probably so.
Because they always do one that just makes me
Pearl Jam is almost guaranteed,
if
I think.
They don't put Pearl Jam in there...
Well, I think Tupac is guaranteed, too.
He should be. He should be.
And I don't know how I feel about hip-hop in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but they've opened that door.
Well,
so if you've opened the door, you've got to put Tupac in.
The reality is it shouldn't be called the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It should be called something else because it's not...
Well, Janet Jackson's not rock and roll.
No, Janet Jackson.
Joan Baez isn't rock and roll.
Although there have been bands that have covered her songs and done a great job with them.
Yeah.
But...
Shaka Khan's not rock and roll.
No, but remember they put ABBA in this thing. ABBA's not rock and roll. Larry from 12 Years Driven likes my list. So that's a musician. I like that. I feel good about that.
My list might be the same as yours. Pearl Jam for sure. Tupac for sure.
You're probably not as high on the Cars, but I have to tell you.
I like the Cars a lot.
Okay. A ton of hits. And then Rick Ocasek did well on his own after that, too. I think they're in. They should be in. I'd almost take them ahead of Jane's Addiction, who I love.
I think ELO may be my fifth.
Okay. Instead of
Journey.
Now, see, I think Journey gets in.
I'm sure they will. I just don't like Journey that much.
Yeah, but if you just want to talk about who had the better career... Who sold more, who had biggest hits.
Yeah.
And
Journey has the biggest hit.
And not only that, it's the thing about Journey that's kind of underrated is Neil Sean was a hell of a guitarist. And it got covered up a little bit because they did so much pop. But I think that combo of him and Perry, that was pretty badass. I think they're almost as big a lock as Pearl Jam.
I think it's going to be hard to leave off Yes. I think it's going to be hard to leave off Janet Jackson, too. And listen, those aren't my cup of tea.
No.
But those are big acts.
And
I feel sorry for Kraftwerk. No one is going to vote for Kraftwerk.
Well, I just ELO and Yes are kind of the same band to me. ELO was probably a little more popular. Yes was one of those, they were kind of one of those prog rock. They were the same band. I don't think either one of them deserves it. Blake asking Tupac over Steppenwolf. Yeah, I don't see Steppenwolf.
Tupac, I mean, listen. Tupac is arguably the biggest star hip-hop has ever had.
If you're going to put that in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, it's a lock, right?
The one, I mean, I'm trying to think what hip-hop act could possibly have been more popular or better selling than Tupac. Maybe Eminem, only because Eminem got to the white kids. More than Tupac did, but Tupac got to the white kids too. Got to me.
Yes, I'll be honest. I've probably never heard a Tupac song, but I know.
Oh yes, you have.
No,
California Love.
I don't. I wouldn't know it. I might have heard it, but I don't know what it is. But the reality is, I know what the guy's impact was.
You've never heard this?
Nope.
Really?
Yeah.
God, you're such an old white man.
I just have my interests and what I listen to, and
no, I get it.
Hip hop's not one of my things.
But you're definitely an old white man.
Yeah. Sorry.
Listen, don't apologize.
I'm also taking him over Steppenwolf. That ought to tell you something.
That's true. All right, guys. Got to tell you about Man's Best Friend. I took my puppy there to Man's Best Friend, and it's been a complete turnaround. All the jumping, all the play biting, that's gone. What's amazing about Man's Best Friend is they sit you down and talk to you about your dog, and they talk to you about what you want to work on, what matters to you. And we went over what we thought was the most important things we wanted our dog to work on. That's what they worked on, and when we came and got her, it was so great. And the great thing is, once you do this training with Man's Best Friend, you get free follow-up visits for the rest of the dog's life. In fact, our dog has an appointment tomorrow morning. We're going to be there with her trying to reinforce some of the things that she's learned. Stop by 2331 Bingle Road in Houston or give them a call, 713-932-6709. Visit mansbestfriend.com. Our listeners get 30% off just by mentioning ESPN 97.5. And... if you go to our website, ESPN975.com, you can register to win a $250 gift card to Man's Best Friend. Good for training, good for boarding, good for grooming. Really unbelievable. And you don't have to do anything. Just register to win, and you could win that. $250? Come on, guys. All right, that's Man's Best Friend, mansbestfriend.com. Remember to mention ESPN975 to get that 30% off.
Yeah.
is Dick's Sporting Goods Week on ESPN 97.5.
Velian is Illuminati all through your body. The blow's like a 12-gauge shot. Feel
me. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Your home for Aggie sports. Stay sportsy. Follow me.
That doesn't really rhyme. You know that. Okay. Well, I'm not missing anything. All right.
With Tupac?
Yeah.
No, you're just not a hip-hop guy.
No. There's hip-hop I like, but that's not for me. These are the worst deaths I've ever seen. I'm not even sure we should do them.
I should have saved Rock and Roll Hall of Fame talk for this last segment, you're saying?
We can keep doing Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
While I was putting it together, I was like, this isn't a good list.
The best name on here? It's between Thomas Edison and Muammar Gaddafi? That's it.
No porn stars?
No porn stars. There's only one gangster, Charles Pretty Boy Floyd, who famous for his nickname, but if I'm making a top 20 gangster list, I'm not even sure he's on that.
There's a president, Herbert Hoover. You got to make your president's list.
Yeah, I will make my president's list. He's not going to be very high on it. Herbert Hoover.
Hater.
Do you know Kelso, the American racehorse?
Yeah, Kelso was a really good horse.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of people have him on their top 10 lists.
Okay, well, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, that sucks. I've never heard of Gene Hickerson, Hall of Famer. Stu Hart's not even the best dead Hart.
No.
In wrestling world.
But without Stu, you don't get Brett or Owen.
Yeah. Who died first? Was it Brett or Stu?
Brett's still alive.
Owen's the one who died. Yeah, he's falling out of the rafters. Too soon?
I don't know. I think it was... Did Owen die? I think Owen died first.
Okay. I'm pretty sure he did.
Yeah. So that's it. Those are your deaths. They're not worth the damn. These are the worst deaths I've ever seen.
Yeah, Owen died in 1999. Mm. And then 4 years later, his father passed away.
He had a broken heart. No. Fine. See, okay, so if I did my list, I'd have to leave off Tupac because I just know by reputation.
Okay.
So give me ELO instead. James Addiction, Journey, Pearl Jam, The Cars. I would say in a perfect world, Journey, Pearl Jam, The Cars, Jane's Addiction should be locks. So I don't know how to judge putting hip hop and then pop stuff in there, like Janet Jackson.
The cool thing is, you get a vote. I think, and like the, I'm actually trying to, I actually was close, I think, a couple years ago to actually getting a real vote.
Yeah.
And I missed out, and they told me to try again. And
how do you get a vote?
I don't know. You got to email the guys who run it and like give your credentials.
Oh, dude, I'm gonna do that.
And so I may try to do that again. But I think like the people get to vote, like just regular people.
Yeah.
Like what we are now, because I didn't get a vote. But I think your vote, like it all gets mushed together, and the fan vote that counts as a ballot.
Well, that's cool.
But so you're allowed to vote, and everybody's allowed to vote for what they think. For me, the stuff that I would say should get in, Jane's Addiction, Pearl Jam, The Cars, Tupac, and I don't care about Janet Jackson, but I feel like she would be in, but I think I'll go with ELO for my fifth, even though I know Journey will probably get those votes.
I don't know how you could take them over Journey, but okay.
I just don't like Journey.
Well, that's all right. You don't have to like them, but... Again, aren't you going on accomplishments?
I guess you're right. I'll go Journey then.
But what I would like, what I wish.
If that were the case, I may not give Jane's Addiction the nod over Janet Jackson.
Well, that's the one that I would kind of look at and go, all right, that's.
Like, that's of those bands?
Yeah.
Like, the ones that real, like, for my generation, Tupac, Pearl Jam, and Jane's Addiction are, that's my generation's music. I guess Janet Jackson, too, it just wasn't for me.
Right. Well. But if I'm just talking about my favorites, I mean, Jane's Addiction's one of my two or three favorites on that list. But, yeah, I think what they ought to have done is have, like, a pop wing and a hip-hop wing and keep rock and roll separate. And that way you could get more people in there. You could do, like, one each year for everything else, and you're still a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
I just think that's the wrong thing to call yourself, because that's not rock and roll. And that's cool. It doesn't mean that they're not deserving. It doesn't mean that it's bad music. Yeah, it's Elon Musk about many acts being bigger than Tupac. So it's one where I shouldn't even vote because I don't know. I only know the guys from Straight Outta Compton because I saw the movie.
That he says, if you leave Tupac off that list after they allowed the Beastie Boys, NWA, and Run DMC in, you'll have a riot. That's what I'm telling you. I don't think anyone, with the exception of maybe Eminem, has more widespread impact from hip-hop than Tupac.
Now,
he's going to have to be in.
Run DMC I was very familiar with, mainly because they did that thing with Aerosmith.
Oh, yeah.
And so I listened to a bunch of their songs and liked them. Plus, that era, I kind of quit listening to music for a few years. It's very strange. That's why there's a whole gap of songs that I've never heard that you always make fun of me for. Yep. But there's about a five-year window there where I just quit listening to music completely. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Great job, Jong Lee. Great job by the Twitterverse today. And pretty mediocre job by the texters. Great job, AJ Hoffman. I'm going to say I was just a little bit better than the texters, but not nearly as good as anybody else. We'll do it again tomorrow. We're in studio again, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches.